Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the Morning Shift, the day after the day.
It's not the day before the day after before the anymore. Day.
That was the first round in which we saw the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback out of Washington, with the 8th overall pick. And I'm dealing with some
somber
emotions in this room. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Emotions in this room. I want to say 95% of people in this city will be waking up with the same emotion, that you will be waking up and you'll be getting in your car and hopefully turning us on and having all the same questions we will. What's the plan? What was the thought process? Why at 8? Did you get a call for a trade? Was there any other opportunity out there? Were you not in love with the edge class? Were you not in love with the cornerback class? And the overarching question moving into tonight, which will be, how are you going to address the defensive needs that you still have with this team? Because I think everybody's that's the amusement, the befuddlement, whatever it may be, it all fits into that category, right? Like, what exactly is the game plan? Hey, you know what? We really thought that this guy would be here in the second round, and we didn't want to go, you know, too early, and we wanted to make sure that Penix was there, and we value him. And listen, if they come on and they say, backup quarterbacks are more valuable than they've ever been, and we just feel like he's the kind of guy that can grow in this role, I still will have questions about what you plan on doing defensively, because you have had a lot of exodus, it feels like, and not a lot coming in. And so there's just a ton of holes still.
Well, I just got asked on Twitter, do you think Cousins won't be available? This is why they got him. No, because I think if they had thought Cousins wouldn't be available for the first quarter of the season, they would have picked up a Jacoby Brissett type player. That's just an example. I know he's in New England right now, and he'll probably start a few games before maybe Drake May gets the reins. I'm not sure. That's their issue. But you told us your win now. Why are you addressing 2027 Terry Fontenot issues or 2026? You know, you've got,
yeah, that's a problem for future Terry.
You got 2 years at least, and then you have a third year, which is going to hit you in the cap, which you can get away with now if you want to get rid of him, especially if you want to move on. You can definitely get away with it, because the Penix contract will allow you, because it's still going to be a rookie deal, but you're losing out on the rookie contract. I just don't think you're better today because of this pick. And I know you're I know you're not actually. Yeah, I'm not I don't think. I know you're not. And that's where
look, I can try to give you some answers. We can take a listen to the Falcons press conference from yesterday in which Raheem Morris and GM Terry Fontenot, they did address the media. And Fontenot gave the reasoning why. You know, he said even if a QB has to sit for a little bit, you know, you take him if you believe in him.
Well, I think just, you know, you look at, you can say third, fourth round pick, if there's somebody you really believe in the third or fourth round, but you can see six quarterbacks went in the first round. There's a reason. It's not easy. It's not easy to do in terms of this position finding. And you can, when you really study the drafts and study the history, there's years that there's none, that there's years that there's a couple. And so when you look at really the history, so at the end of the day, if you believe in a player at that position, you, because if we're all sitting here a few years from now, whenever it is, and this guy's playing pretty good for somebody, regardless of the situation, regardless of you sit back and look back, then and we pass him up, you can't do that. If you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. So it's just as simple as if you see a guy that you believe in at that position, you have to take him.
Terry, in 4 or 5 years, if he's still sitting, I'm going to have even more questions than I do now, dude. I'm a believer in Terry Fontenot and have been, and think that he and Raheem are going to make a great tandem. But him saying that even if he sits for 4 or 5 years, if you believe in him, you have to take him. Oh. Dude, if he's still sitting in 4 or 5 years, you might not be here.
What was he?
That's the bottom line.
Was he not at the combine? Did they not meet with him at the combine? I know that they did. I know. Yeah. So what changed? I know you went out there and had the workout and had the meeting with him. And we met all day. I guess what I'm saying is, if you thought that guy was there, see, this is what I don't get. Terry Fontenot bought himself time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, he didn't buy himself time. Let me rephrase that. Terry Fontenot's time, or his leash got longer when Arthur Smith was let go, because now you knew you could get it. You get a position. You get the quarterback position. That's the first thing you had to do. And I get that you think the roster is ready to win, but you could build a better roster if you think that quarterback is right there in Michael Penix Jr. and you could be set to go this year. Like, the optimism in the city would be huge if you had went out and signed the top three defensive players on the market and then drafted Penix, and then you come back and you get a Ladd McConkey in the second round because now you've got your receivers and you've got your quarterback. You think they could fit the system. But instead, you said, hey, you know what? We're going to go pay $180 million. I know only $100 million. It's pretty much a 3-year, $110 million deal or whatever. But you did that.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about? You got 3 years to figure out this position now. You got another 3 years. You tell me another franchise guy won't be there in 3 years?
Look, they explained their reasoning, and you mentioned the money. But, you know, Kirk can't play forever, right? Let's take a listen to Coach Raheem Morris.
At some point – you know, I wish we all can play forever, but we can't. And if things are going right, things are going right. We'll be happy in Atlanta, and we'll be moving forward with Kurt, and we'll see what happens, right? But we got 5 years before we got to make those decisions based on the timing that you pick these guys and the timing they go out. And like we said, man, things have moved up. It's a little bit different than it used to be when you can take a third-round quarterback and you can let those guys mature and grow into potential starters. It's a little bit different timing. It's a little bit different world. And like I said earlier, I'm hoping and you're hoping that we're not in position to pick quarterbacks because we're not going to be picking low enough. And if we can get to that realm, then we're going to be talking about the stuff that we want to play with and the gas we want to play with and how we want to play.
Yeah, well, guess what, Ra? You go 7-10, 3 years, you ain't going to be coaching here forever. That's the problem. You signed Kirk Cousins saying we're going to win in 2024. So what are you doing? Why are you worried about the future? Win now. That's what you told me when you signed Kirk Cousins.
You told
the entire NFL world that,
you
Mike.
You know what the irony is of the quote? And he said, you know, Kirk can't play forever. Neither can Michael Penix. He's a sixth-year quarterback that you are now going to hope and pray sits until 2027, right? So now you're talking about a 27-year-old first-year starter in 27? So, yeah, Kirk cannot play forever. Neither can Michael Penix. And if we don't win games in the next 3 years, can't coach forever. And Terry Fontenot can't GM forever if we don't win soon and find explosive players and find a defense and get sacks and all the above with every freaking defensive player on the board. This was the pick.
Let me come through with some optimism here, right? You said he can't play forever, but he is a guy that has been battle-tested throughout his career in overcoming injuries and transferring from Indiana.
The Packers drafted Jordan Love in 24.
It was 26.
I know, and it was a totally
after an NFC title game appearance.
It was a totally different situation for that team and the wins and the season that they had put together. We're not coming off of that type of season, right? So I know it feels different, but I feel like it's still a very similar philosophy in some ways. Yes, Kirk Cousins isn't the long-term quarterback that's been here forever, like Aaron Rodgers was in Green Bay forever. But he's a veteran quarterback nonetheless that has proven he can win in this league. And it is a great pick in the sense that you now have a guy that can learn behind a proven winner in national football.
And that's cool. By the way, if you want to, Dean,
that's cool, but
if you want to sound off on this in any way, positive, negative, you know, just keep it above board. 404-726-0929. We'll be taking calls the entire show. You know, just get right to it.
I might even open Twitter.
I've been on Twitter. I'm already active with Twitter. I'm getting mixed bag with some stuff. Make no mistake though, the player, I think, can be a very good one. Six quarterbacks got taken in the first 12 picks. So I would say two of them are going to be somebody. I hope one of them is Penix.
Yeah,
it worked out for Green Bay to Tiffany's point twice. But they are also a franchise that has been winning. You know, we talk about the dumpster fire, and we blame Chicago and talk about how they screwed Justin Fields, and they're just a dumpster fire franchise. You know the last time Chicago made the playoffs? 2020 with Trubisky. You know the last time the Falcons made the playoffs?
2017.
How many quarterbacks ago was that?
Four.
Well, it depends on if you count Penix or not.
Yeah.
I guess it would be four because you got Ritter, Heineke, Mariota. Technically, Ryan. Logan Woodside got some snaps in there. But Matt Ryan was the last guy. And, I enjoy the best player available style because I don't think you reach for needs. I don't think you draft a guy that's 25th. But fans don't know your board. And I've hit fans hard. Like, look, stop telling me where so and so is on Mel Kiper or Daniel Jeremiah's board because it doesn't matter. But I don't see how anybody's board had Michael Penix best player available for them if they had a quarterback.
All I can think of is the Ron Burgundy line where he's like, "I thought it was a joke. I wrote it down in my diary. It said, ha ha, very funny."
Veronica made a very funny joke today.
They made a very funny joke today. Ha ha, I laughed really hard.
Yeah, that's a great line.
I'm like, that's the way I felt. That's the way I felt.
You were serious about
that? The Falcons are going out to Seattle to work out Michael Penix with a contingent. I'm like, ha ha, they made a very funny joke today. I wrote it down in my diary.
Need you all to calm down here. And if you're driving, please calm down and drive safely. We want to hear from you and your thoughts on what you think of the Falcons taking Michael Penix with that eighth overall pick. Call us 404-726-0929. We will be taking your calls throughout the show. And when we come back, we'll also get the Falcons' thoughts on what the fans might be thinking right now. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.